I want you to open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want to bring you into a realm this morning. A realm that has been lacking because of the absence of the apostolic anointing and teaching. Communion need to be taught apostolically. I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you a subject, and you're going to know it's an apostolic subject. And I want you to keep noting, based on Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I'm trying to get you in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. The apostolic pioneering and going into areas. Now, listen, because I want to take you to two or three tables today. I'm going to take you to the Lord's table, but I want to take you to two other tables to prove that there's a difference when you know how to eat from the Lord's table. Matter of fact, I want you to write this down. And what it's going to do, it's going to, in his teaching, it's going to bring you to that dimension. Eating from the table of no limits. Eating from the table of no limits. That's what this table is right here. But if you don't, if remember Paul says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
Rightly dividing the word of truth?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And then there's an element called inspiration. We talk about revelation, but there's an inspiration, an inspiring factors. When you're functioning in revelation, there's inspiring factors that begin to stir you up in the Holy Ghost. We've eaten from this table probably a thousand of years in here, adding all our years up together. But this table has to be understood from an apostolic point of view, what we got in 1 Corinthians here. The Lord said that's apostolic teaching on communion. You know, Jesus prophetically told us about it. It was prophetically told to us in the 23rd Psalm, in which we had never touched upon, but that table that is prepared, this table is a reminder of that table. In the presence of your enemy,
yes, sir.
Anoint your head with oil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Psalm 23, 5, I think it is. Okay. Then there's another table in Luke 16, I think. There's another table where the sinner sitting at the table and you had to eat the crumb. Crumb days are over. You remember the rich man and Lazarus? Lazarus was connected to God, but he was at the wrong part of the table. He was under the table waiting on the crumb when he's supposed to be sitting at the table. God ain't going to let me preach up in here. Your crumb days are over. See, once you understand what that table represents, and that you supposed to be sitting at that table. Hey, Jana, come here. Sit, bring your poison stuff. Sit by the boy with the red tie. I'm just doing something. Y'all shut up. If you don't understand, she's from Florida. If you don't understand, that's my daughter. I told her, sit beside my son. If you don't understand the table, even though you're a good person and you're living right, but you're not receiving like you should. See, there's so much more to this table. See, the table been crucified, it should have been resurrected. And so in this teaching, now watch Paul lay this out by this table. Watch Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He called the Lord's Supper. Verse 23. Now notice how he start off. Because he's speaking from apostolic revelation. What is that? Ephesians 2:20, where he says he built it upon the... Go to Ephesians 2:20, because I want you to see that. And I don't want you to get the wrong understanding. Jesus is the rock, and Jesus is the foundation, but he set a certain pattern. You can take the no limit down. Now put the scripture on the board so that somebody... Ephesians 2:20, and built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Give me the verse 40. Give me verse 19. Let me see Ephesians 2:19. I want to establish this fact. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Go to the 20th verse now. You with me? Stay with me. And are built upon the foundation. Now, that foundation here is revelation. That foundation is a God-designed way for the spirit world to function. And so since the apostle and the prophet was cut out, we've been basically on the pastoral teaching only. And so it came to me when I was studying in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I was about to study, is Paul apostolically bringing the revelation of this table out more clearly so we can understand, you listening?
Yes, sir.
How powerful it is when you put that bread in your mouth. You're actually eating Jesus. Don't even sound right. But you have to be spiritual enough to catch it. A sinner couldn't catch this, but you can catch it because Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread. It's a dimensional bread. It's a bread that looked natural, but because the Lord spoke over it, it has power to drive all toxicity out of your body. Once you put it in your mouth, every disease, every poison, every malfunction in your body, it will drive it out. If you got if you got the revelation of it. So everyone under the sound of my voice is receiving an invitation from God this morning to receive your healing. I don't care what you're dealing with. But you're going to have your faith in a certain place. See. It's time for the crumbs to go. It's time for us who are redeemed to stop living regularly. We are assigned, help me, Holy Ghost. We are assigned by God, listen very carefully, to switch realm this morning. You understand what I'm saying? See, we don't supposed to live naturally. And normal functioning is not part of our lot. We are miracle makers. We have the right to flow in rivers of living water. Nothing wrong can stay up in here this morning. Tell it goodbye. Goodbye. Now notice Kotalade Ushkundaleva. Notice here, the 23rd verse. I like the way it starts. For I have received of the Lord. You see it? Look at it. For I have received of the Lord. See, revelation has to be what? Received. Notice he didn't say, I read of the Lord. I received. So when you're sitting here today, you and then you online, you got to know how to receive. One of the ways you receive is when God said, put your faith on it. Are you listening?
Yes.
So the apostle said, now this after Jesus had already instituted it before he died.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See? So in Mark, Matthew, it hadn't transpired yet. In other words, the bread wasn't in that class yet. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But if Jesus was prophetically telling him how he's going to die, when he died, what his body will be to you after he died.
Yes.
Now I'm hearing very clear in the voice from the Holy Ghost. After the day, you can't live normal no more. I want you to resist normality. You're a child of the living God. You got power on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is not word only, but power. We've settled for too much. We live normal like sinners. We're all in the same line. We're coming out. Who up in here ready to receive the next level and the next level? And then, are you really ready to receive? Are you want me to go to a routine this morning or regular? Are you ready to go into another realm of the spirit that you'll walk out here knowing something happened to you? I'm about to train you apostolically how to take this communion right. You take it when you get ready. Listen to this. Communion is poison to Satan. Woo, that's one for the record, brother. Communion. Well, when you take communion, you're poisoning Satan. See, Satan can't take communion. Don't belong to him. Now, you never took this and knew you was poisoning Satan. You never did, because I didn't know either. I just found out. That's help, wealth, long satisfied life. Every time you take this table, you better think like that. Sit down. Let me try to read the scripture. Apostle Paul says, for I receive of the Lord, 23rd verse, then watch also our what? Y'all ain't got your Bible? Well, let me try this again. 1 Corinthians 11. I'm going to shut down if y'all don't pay no attention. We just take communion and go home. I need some student up here. Do I have any student up here? All right. Now watch, because I got to get you to see something. For I have received. I want you to underline that word, received. All right? Now, of the Lord. Where you received it from?
The Lord.
No, from the pulpit. No, from where?
The Lord.
From the bishop.
The Lord.
From the doctor, from the apostle. Why you receive? From the Lord, right?
Yes, sir.
For I receive of the Lord that which also I... Now that's the next word.
Deliver.
Unto you. If you receive it.
I receive.
See, because regular church calls you not to receive. I said regular church calls you not to receive. See, routinely we go through things and the spirit can't break through the routine. And this morning I feel a stirring in the spirit. Ain't gonna be no routine up here this morning. Revelation. Rhema. A word that's spoken that comes alive in you. And you don't care what nobody else say. You know the Lord has spoken to me about my situation. You can't always go along with the person who's sitting next to you. This is personal. I'm here. I'm sitting beside somebody, but this thing is personal to me. I need to know for myself what God is saying to me. See, when you're listening and revelation comes to you, you can't depend on everybody agreeing with you. So if she don't have her hand up, that don't mean you can't put your hand up. Don't let them determine how you gonna come out. Oh, don't let nobody else determine how you gonna come out in the spirit world. When your team hit a home run, shout. I'm talking about in the spirit, you see. All right, come on. Let me try to get you. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took what?
Bread.
And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord. For communion. He broke it and said, take, eat, whoa. This is my body. Look at the next part. Which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now, I'm going to show you a way how the Lord speak to me many times. Brother Charles, I'm going to show you how the Lord speak to me many times. I'm driving. I got a gift received to me. I received years ago a Phantom Rolls Royce. It was given to me. A minister stood up and said, we think you need to have a Rolls Royce. I said, well, I didn't argue with him, you know. But now I want you to listen very carefully because this is the way the Lord deal with me. I got in this morning to drive to church. Because he said, you need to drive it more. I ain't been driving enough. And there's a recording came on the dashboard. Malfunctioning. Reduced power. Malfunctioning. Right down on the bottom, on the dashboard. Now, this is a Phantom Rolls Royce. Reduced power. Something going on in the engine.
Yeah.
And so it's malfunctioning.
Right.
So it can't perform like it's supposed to perform.
Right.
So it got reduced power.
Yeah. I see your pastor. Come on now. Yes.
Somebody talk to me up in here. Our power been reduced because we've been malfunctioning at the table. But it's time to turn the power back on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
See, it didn't bother me with a car. I didn't get all upset. Oh, Lord, how much? No, no, no. All they got to do is be taking somebody who knows what they're doing. Functioning right, full of power.
Yeah.
So I'm riding in, coming here, riding in this Snow White Rolls Royce. And can't get out the way. Because I ain't got no power. I'm mashing on it. My foot on the gas pedal and my hand on the phone. Because it might stop any minute, you know. And they're going slow. And people think I'm just cooling it. I couldn't go no faster. Now I'm going to mention a word. Breathe on it, Holy Spirit. I'll mention what? I'm going to mention two words. Your life. Talk to me now. Come on now. See? Rhema. We move. Revelation. Revelation. Rhema. A word that's John 6:63 word. Look at that quickly. John 6:63 word. Look at that quickly.
Come on.
John 6, chapter 6, chapter 6, verse 63. I think that's it.
Yes, sir.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth communion. When you come to this table, the flesh profiteth nothing. The communion that I serve to you, it is Spirit. Y'all don't want to let me preach to me. And it's life. But revelation and your faith has to be activated for it to be there.
Yes, sir.
I did it for you, but I can't eat it for you. We have to eat and drink with understanding that we are not normal people.
Yes.
We are children, we're sons and daughters of God. We got divine right in the spirit realm for the supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders to happen in our lives every day.
Come on, sir.
The miraculous life is normal for a Christian. I expect a miracle every day in every way. Are you seeing me? Aren't you tired of the more routine? Just come routine. No, revelation. Rhema. Reality. Redemption. Help me, Holy Ghost. How many of y'all know that you're not in a regular service? How many of y'all know the river's about to flow? I hear a word loud in the spirit, and I wanted to go down in your spirit when I say it. Redeemed. Put the ED on it. Redeemed. Meaning past tense. It's rightfully mine right now. Come on, son. It's rightfully mine right now. I am redeemed. $1,000. I'm not being redeemed. What Galatians 3:13? Look at it quickly. Galatians 3:13. Christ. Past tense. Has redeemed me. From the curse of the law. Being broke. Being sick. Can't get your marriage straight. Redeemed. Why? 1 Corinthians 6:20 say what? 1 Corinthians 6:20 say what? 6:19. What did 1 Corinthians 6:19 say? You were bought with a price. As often as you do this, when he said, in remembrance of me, But he actually telling you, remember who you are.
Yes,
in me.
Yes,
far beyond religion.
Yes.
See, if you come to church for routinely coming to church, you're going to miss the revelation. Because the revelation is not going to be on your physical or mental level. The revelation will come floating in the spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is not there to help you, you're just going to take this bread, drink this cup, go back just like you're saying, just like you can. How many of y'all believe you've been redeemed? From what? Look at Luke 10:19. Behold. That's what this table is about. I give you power to trade on serpent and scorpion. When you say serpent and scorpion, that means disease and sickness. That means everything. You got power. You supposed to be walking on it. Don't let it walk on you. And if you got your faith out, if it didn't come in yesterday, don't worry about tomorrow. Just stay in your faith. Now faith is a substance. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it's written, curse everyone hanging on a tree. That's what the table about.
Yes, sir.
Sit down. Let me just a few more minutes. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Something, I'm hearing this in the spirit, y'all. Don't something staying with you because you deal it, you're agreeing with it. You got your faith at a certain level where your faith can't slap it. You're normally praying. You're normally reading the scripture. If you read the scripture normal, you're abnormal. Because there's nothing normal about the scripture. But it's in another realm. It's in the realm of the spirit. So you need the Holy Ghost to help you when you read it. Because otherwise, it's going to be, you can go to the library and read another book if you want. You can read a novel. If you're not going to yield to the Holy Ghost, you can read a novel. But if you want to know what God is saying, you're going to have the Holy Ghost breathing on you when you're reading the scripture. That's the same thing about this table. I can't hardly get through reading the scripture. I got some more things I want to say to you. Hallelujah.
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 If the person next to you didn't say nothing, slap them. I'm going to help you. Today they need to need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at them. Look at the person next to you and see if they don't say nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, just slap the hell out of them. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. I'm trying to get you somewhere. Somewhere you've never been before. I'm trying to get somewhere in the spirit world where Jesus can take over. I got all these cultures that we got to deal with. All these little fine preaching tell you to dress any kind of way. They tell you, because just come with your slippers on, drink coffee. No, we got to give respect to God. And so they got large congregation because they go there with their beast slippers on, their cap and their head on their head and all that. They lack that. They ain't going to be there. But they ain't strong. I remember Gideon Army. How many started with? 30,000? 32,000. How many end up with? What Jesus said, there's a narrow way and a straight gate. There's a broad way and a wide gate. You see too many people going one way, stop and pray. Don't just get in the crowd. You see a bunch of them going? Woo, look at everybody going there. Stop praying. I don't know if I want to go there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. At least I didn't tell you spit on them. At least I didn't tell you spit on them. You know, I just told you slap them, but I might tell you spit on them after a while. We got to get right in here, man. Man, God's trying to tell us something. Look, son, God's trying to show us something. In the spirit, pioneering, pathfinding, pay setters in the body of Christ. Only going to be a remnant. Remnant. Talk to me up in here. Talk to me. Are you going to be in, somebody say, are you going to be in that number? Remnant. Only a remnant going to walk in the rim. We must stop resting being regular. You're redeemed. You're the righteousness of God. So you design a reign in life. Have dominion. On purpose. For him. And for yourself. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, help me, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I asked him, he helping me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help everybody up in your Holy Ghost. Help us to see how powerful this table really is. Spiritual malnutrition will leave you this morning when you take part of this table today. With the revelation you're receiving, all malnutrition in your life leaves. I don't know who this for. I know y'all tear this church down, but I'm about to say something. Somebody about to get their joy back. Somebody about to get their full joy back. All the things you've been through and all the things been trying to hinder your life, this morning you're going to get your joy back. Because when you take that bread this morning, drink that cup this morning, power going to come on the inside of you. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. They tell you what all these supplements can do and all this medicine can do. You watch the day when you take this table. It'll be supplement, nutrition, and medicine. Supernaturally. This table will never tell you, I'm sorry, we can't do no more. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all not listening. No, this table will never tell you this case too hard. This table has whooped death already. So you can't cruise when you're taking from this table. You can't be cruising at ease. You got to recognize something supernatural about to happen to me. When I pick this bread up, anything could happen. Oh my goodness. Come on now. Eating from a table with no limit. You pass the table before me in the presence of my enemy, anointing my head with oil, my cup. Surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hey, I'm not talking secondhand information. Yes. God is doing it. God did it, but I kept getting out of his way.
Yeah. My Lord.
Glory to God. You know, I got three sons up here preaching.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
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 But three daughter-in-laws out of this world. Got a son-in-law. All in complete harmony. When an apostle says something, they all stand at attention. They're ready to go with me. That's not normal. Don't get the sight one, get the right one.
Yeah.
You catch it later on. Don't get the sight one, get the right one. Okay, how good you look, you can turn out to be a baboon. Sit down, I'm just gonna close. Jump to verse 26, because I got to jump to verse 26. Thus, often you eat this bread and drink this cup. Now, look at this last statement in verse 26. Every time we come to the table, you do show the Lord death till he come. Why I won't show the Lord death? Because the Lord death is my victory. When I show the Lord death, I'm showing his resurrection. I'm showing his seated position. I'm showing that I have the Holy Ghost because he sent it. When he sent out, he sent me the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. The Lord's table is not about going to heaven. It is about heaven coming to you. So every time you come to this table, heaven comes to you. All that Jesus did comes when you come to this table. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your calling, your inheritance, and your power is released at this table. That's Ephesians 1 in that prayer in Ephesians 1. Your calling, your inheritance, all three are released at this table. And power. Your calling, your inheritance. My health is my inheritance. Wealth is my... Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. Wealth is my inheritance. Happiness is my... Joy is my inheritance. When you know you can't lose.
That's right.
Let me say it at the old school, with the stuff you use.
Yeah.
It's not what it looks like, it's what it is. Stop looking at what it looked like. Look at what it is. It is finished. That's what this table is saying. Every time you go, it is finished. It, he says, finished. Well, what? Whatever you need finished. For your benefit. Oh, my goodness. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 4:4? Anybody know what he said? Don't. You know what he said? Anybody know? I see two hands. You know what he said? Turn now. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You see that scripture? But he also said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You see that? Why you brought us over there? Well, I saw in the footnotes of my notes here, I try to write all this stuff down. Look back in John 6. and I'll find a place to go, and I'll pray, and we'll come and take all this we heard. Amen. You didn't hear me.
Yes.
I'm about to tell somebody to spit on you. You didn't hear me. I sure don't want nobody to spit on me. Hallelujah. There'll be a fight up in here. Spit on me. Jesus will spit on you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I feel a trembling anointing coming up here now. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel like turning into another man. Glory to God. I sense God's presence. I sense the Holy Ghost. Oh, y'all worry about the time. No, you worry about the time. You worry about your little stomach, something to eat. Shut up. Listen. Ah! The Lord won't do something up in here. Somebody getting healed right now. You check your body. You wait on. Check your body right now. Check whatever you need to check, because somebody right now is being healed. Because you can't preach this kind of gospel and nothing happen. God wouldn't let me down like that.
Yes.
To preach this revelation to you and you don't receive nothing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, Acts 10:38, healing all. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. If he did it yesterday, he'll do it today. He's Sam Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh. Sam Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The well. On the inside, Romans 8:11. On the inside of me. Whatever that spirit did then, that spirit can do right now. I release my faith. Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Today is my day.
Today is my day.
I don't know about your day. But today is my day.
Hallelujah.
When I take this bread today,
all
diseases,
all
sickness
got to leave my body.
All demonic forces. When I drink this cup today, all demonic forces will be shut down in my life. Holler, holler, somebody scream. Online, I need somebody screaming. Oh my, you need to have a little room to move here. I'm stepping into my unlimited life today. Step in it. Online, get up, step into it. This is an unlimited table. Nothing can stop it. What can't stop Jesus? Can't stop me. Sam power that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of me. The same strength, same anointing,
resurrection power
is on the inside of me. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. I'm anointed with power, with the kingdom,
with
glory. The glory of
Lord
is on the inside of me. All that God is, I am. Because Jesus lives on the inside of me. Let me preach a little bit here. Let me preach a little bit here. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lived on the inside of me, stirring life up on the inside of me. All power is on the inside of me, because the risen Christ lives on the inside of me. I already got the victory. Thanks be to God, who has given me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I got the victory right now. I got the victory living on the inside of me. Satan, get under my feet. I tread over serpents and power. I got power over serpent and scorpion right now in the name of Jesus. My body is healed right now. Every organ in my body, I'm speaking to you right now. I'm not getting old. I'm not about to die. I just start living. He promised me a long, satisfied life. Long, satisfied life. Not just a long life, but a long, healed life. A long, healthy life. And I receive it right now. I think I'm going to shout right now. Somebody need to shout. Somebody need to shout. Somebody need to shout. And the reason, listen to me. The reason you need to shout, I'm going to close here. The reason you need to shout, because you're already out. The day is your day. Woo! The day is your day to shout, because the glory is here and you're already out. Don't let your mind fool you. Take on the mind of Christ and the mind of God, because you're already out. Healing power is flowing through this place. Health power is flowing through this place. Wealth power is flowing through this place. Joy power is flowing through this place. Somebody needs to shout. Oh, that's not good enough. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not good enough. Oh, no. You got to shout. You got to shout. You got to shout. You got to shout. Now, we're going to shout one more time. But that person next to you not shouting, I want you to grab them and start shaking. I don't care. I'm going to help you fight them. Everybody going to shout, yeah. And at that point, get up, God. You're sitting down. Get your tail up. Get up. God, give you legs and stuff. You're just sitting down. Don't sit down when that power is up in here. Now, we're going to shout one more time. If the person next to you don't shout, grab them and shake them. In the name of Jesus. Shout! Hallelujah! 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 Oh, hallelujah! We got something to shout about. We got something to shout about. We redeemed from the curse of the law. If nobody else shout, we need to shout. We the people of God. We need to give him praise. We need to give him praise. I said we need to give him praise. We need to give him praise. Tell four people, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Tell four more people, I'm out of debt. I'm out of debt in the name of Jesus. I'm out of debt. Ah! I'm out of debt. Hey! Tell them, tell them. Tell them, tell them, tell them, tell them, tell them. Somebody tell them. Yes, sir. Tell them. Yes, sir. I receive, sir. Receive, man. My God. My God. This is a $6,000 check. Tell somebody. I think we need to say this. And see, and everybody covered when I say this. Tell two true people. No sin gonna control me no more. Now I didn't say I wasn't gonna sin no more. You see? But no sin going to control me no more. You had anybody around you wasn't shouting? I'm coming down to help you. We're going to jump on them. You had anybody around you wasn't shouting? Let's try one more time. Shout. Junior will come bring you when you bring you to this table today. Now you know, all I said, gonna be in that bread. I look at one of my daughters. The doctors had given her a bad report, and telling her she's not gonna make it. And I went to see her, and I didn't see her too much. And they come back and they check on her. She said, "I'm gonna be all right. The pastor been here." That's years ago. She's standing up here right now. But see, it wasn't so much a apostle, it was her faith. Yeah. She had her faith out. Yep. See, you don't serve under nobody you don't trust.
That's right.
But you got to have faith too, you understand?
Yes.
You got to have faith.
Yes.
It be it to you according to your faith. See, our job is to feed your faith.
Right.
I can't give you faith.
No.
I give you the word.
That's right.
And the faith come out of the word. Look at the person next to him and tell them you bless. And tell them you better know it. All right, sir. You better know it. You're blessed.